Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
A lot better, I would say. Thanks so much for joining us. Incredible show for you today. Hope you had a great Easter. Again, condolences to all the faithful. The Pope has passed away, and hope that he is in a better place. I hope everyone is in a better place after they leave us. Everyone. All right. So if you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. I mean, really incredible radio. The good news is I'll be on for another hour. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. If you just joined us, you heard the propaganda that was trying to be passed off as journalism on 9 regarding the latest pathetic protest by the misfit Marxists outside the McDonald's there in Elm Grove. The headline in the for the story, the Channel 9 story, is over 200. They don't say who comes up with the number 200. They're there to defend the Constitution and federal programs. No, they aren't. No, they aren't. They're there because they hate Trump and hate everything connected with Trump. It really is that simple. Don't take my word for it. I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. Take their words for it. As you know, I have sources throughout the Upper Ohio Valley. I now have images of the signs that these misfit Marxists were holding when they were there with their protest about, quote, defending the Constitution, which nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. And again, if you just joined us, you heard the report and the reporter. And it's not the reporter's fault. You know, she's just doing what, you know, she's just following orders. Not one question regarding all the insane comments made by these Trump haters. Not one question on the part of the reporter, which, of course, it's not reporting. It's just propaganda. That's all this is. And at the end, she says, and again, it's not her fault. She's just doing what she's told. The demonstrators also made it clear that while their message is firm, their methods remain peaceful, standing united in support to protest safely and respectfully. Very respectfully. One of the people who was being interviewed compared Trump and his administration to Nazi Germany. But yeah, oh yeah, it was really respectful. Oh yeah, sure it was, 9. Sure it was. They're defending the Constitution, huh? Well, I've got on my iPhone here pictures of their signs. Here's one. Elect a clown, get a circus. Honk. Another sign is honk to impeach Trump. Yeah, really respectful. Oh, yeah. All about the Constitution. Arrest my dictator. That's another sign. Protect the Constitution, not kings. What the hell does that even mean? Orange lives matter. Yeah, it's all about the Constitution, and they're all respectful, because that's what 9 keeps telling you in their report. Thank you, Senator Van Hollen. That's the guy, Senator from Maryland, who went to El Salvador to help spring the illegal alien who has been accused by 2 courts of being a gang member and who was deported from the United States. Did I mention that he's an illegal alien? And oh, by the way, his wife had a protection from abuse order claiming that she was threatened by him and that she was terrified of him. That's one of the signs. Thank you, Senator Van Hollen. hands off our democracy, Social Security, Medicare, education, veteran services, free speech, post office, something, cancer research, immigrants, immigrants? Huh. Maybe she likes open borders. Does that sound like defending the Constitution to you? We love the USPS. There's a lady with a sign who loves the post office. Is that defending the Constitution? Because 9 says this, that's what it was all about. No kings, and there's Donald Trump in a garbage can. Let's see. The Channel 9 says, demonstrators also made it clear that while their message is firm, their methods remain peaceful, standing united in support to protest safely and respectfully. Donald Trump in a garbage can. Yeah. Really respectfully, 9. No more coercion, threats, bullying, bribery, blackmail, Elon. Does that sound like defending the Constitution? Another sign. Protect our freedoms. Demand action. Call 202-224-3121. I should have called that number. Call that number for me. 202-224-3121. And let me know what that is. I should have called that number. Didn't think to do it. Here's another sign. Trans people are not the problem. You're worried about, and there's a Nazi sign, the wrong 1%. And there's a Nazi sign on her sign. Trans people are not the problem. And there's a Nazi sign, a Nazi symbol or whatever on her sign. Another sign on, looks like cardboard or something, resist fascism. And between resist and fascism is a Nazi symbol, the Nazi swastika. Another sign says, Dick Traitor Trump. You know, like dictator, except it's, you know, the junk, Dick Traitor Trump. But 9 says, oh, they were so respectful. They're protesting respectfully. Another one, protect trans kids. Protect them from what? More protect trans kids. Oh, here's another one. This is a picture of the guy with the Palestinian flag. I'm guessing from the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party. Do you think maybe he might have been good for a quote or two? Hands off our... the hell is that? Our democracy. Well, again, we had democracy, I thought, in November with the election. Isn't that democracy? That's what I thought it was. Might have been worth a question to her. What do you mean hands off democracy? Wasn't the election democratic? Humanity against Trump. We the people. Revolution 1775 MA 419 2025 USA. Humanity against Trump. We the people revolution. Yeah, that sounds very respectful. In a world of Trumpsters, be a Zelensky. Oh, very respectful. Another one with Trump and his whole face is orange. Impeach the treasonous, racist, rapist, unconstitutional, market manipulator, Putin's puppet. Yeah, 9 says that's very respectful. Very, very respectful. Resist MAGA. MAGA being, hold on here, morons are governing America. And the American flag is upside down. Resist MAGA. Morons are governing America. Channel 9 says that's very respectful. These are all of their signs. I'm not making any of this up. Quit playing Monopoly with our money. Pro-America, anti-Trump. Millionaires and billionaires don't have a clue. Un-Trump the world. Stop stealing our benefits. Yeah, it's all about the Constitution. Because that's what 9 told us. It's all about defending the Constitution. Hate never made America great. Democracy, not autocracy. And a picture of, I guess, Elon Musk stealing something you. Here's another one. Take out the trash. Dump Trump. She's very happy with herself, very proud of herself. No kings, protect the Constitution, freedom, and justice. Stand, protect, fight. We want something. Democracy dies. Silence equals death. There's another one. Silence equals death. Pink triangle. The emperor has no clothes, and there's this whole list here. The emperor has no clothes refers to the situation where someone is willing, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's all about the Constitution. Prison without due process is a concentration camp. Another Nazi Germany thing, another Hitler thing. But oh yeah, the protesters are very respectful because that's what 9 says. Concentration camp? Fascists? Nazi Germany? This is respectful 9, really? Honk to impeach Trump. No Nazis, no fascism. Two more signs. They get rich, you go hungry. Who is they? Next on the agenda, the slash for cash. And they have a knife, image of a knife slashing Social Security. Oh, and here's perhaps one of my favorites. It's a picture of Donald Trump holding a bazooka, trade war, and the bazooka fired behind him instead of ahead of him, decapitating a Trump voter. Decapitation of a Trump voter. That's what 9 says was really respectful. And his tie, Trump's tie, down to his knee. How can you be scared of diversity but not dictatorship? When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. And dictatorship, yeah. It's very, very respectful. Very respectful. Impeach felon 47 now and the world deserves better. Felon 47. 9 says it's all respectful. 9 wouldn't lie to you, would they? Dangerous 34-count felon convicted. Deport him now to the prison in El Salvador. This is all about defending the Constitution. One sign, which is actually kind of funny. They're eating the checks. They're eating the balances. A reference to Springfield, where they're eating the ducks and the pets and all of that. It was actually kind of funny. And the last one, this is not what Jesus wanted. Well, I think we can all agree on that. So those are the respectful people, all 200 of them supposedly, all supposedly from the Ohio Valley, all supposedly being very respectful, because that's what 9 said that was all about. Do you see how they sanitize the whole narrative? They give you some examples of what the people supposedly are protesting about, but not really. This is what they're really protesting about. And again, don't take my word for it. Take their word. These are their signs. And 9 is passing this off as if it's journalism. And it's all so respectful. And it's all about, you know, defending the Constitution. These are bitter losers. When they complain about democracy, they're complaining about the democratically held election that we had in November. And 9 and 7, although 7 didn't cover this one, they both do the same thing. It's just propaganda press.